Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
As I look back on those decisions, I would not make the same decisions again.
EPA Chief Scott Pruitt, who still has a job, gets grilled by Democratic senators.
In some cities, every single road shut down.
Extreme storms kill 5 in the northeastern U.S. King County, Washington files climate liability lawsuit against major oil companies. Plus,
if they're exercising during the third trimester of pregnancy, they may want to consider not exercising outside.
New study finds air pollution dangers extend into the womb.
All of those dangers and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
I love cold country. My lungs are so black, I once had the hiccups and a canary flew out.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, in our last Green News Report, you had a story on how global warming is making storms worse. And what do you know? Today we have terrible storms on the East Coast.
Yes, a large and very dangerous storm system caused severe damage in the Northeast this week, including generating 3 tornadoes in New York State, where Governor Andrew Cuomo declared a state of emergency. The storm's record-setting high winds caused the deaths of at least 5 people, knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of people, triggered flash floods, and forced the closure of some regional rail lines. It's another reminder to be sure that you and your family are prepared for these increasing intense extreme weather events. In politics, Trump Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt got a grilling from Democrats in a Wednesday Senate Appropriations Committee hearing.
Grilled Pruitt.
Democratic Senator Tom Udall of New Mexico excoriated Pruitt over the 12 separate probes and investigations into his spending and ethics scandals.
12 official federal investigations of this guy.
Yes, the Inspector General of the EPA said that he will now investigate Pruitt's use of secret private email addresses that bypass public records laws, but it may have to wait until he gets a bigger budget.
He was using secret email addresses.
Right.
A private server.
Yes.
Lock him up.
Here's Senator Tom Udall at that hearing.
Administrator Pruitt, it's hard to know where to begin this morning. Every day there seems to be a new scandal and you at dead center. I'm tempted to say your scandals are a mere sideshow distracting us from the long-lasting devastation your leadership is making on human health and the environment.
Tempted to say, he just said it.
Also in that hearing, Administrator Pruitt claimed that the controversies were mostly overblown, but he did admit
that as I look back on those decisions, I would not make the same decisions again. And I'm sure we're going to talk about some of those.
Oh, just a few.
And the administrator denied knowing that his own employees helped block a federal study showing toxic chemicals are contaminating water systems across the country.
And that study has still not been released.
Right. Meanwhile, just one of the costs of shifting the burden of pollution to the public, a new study has found that the harm of air pollution extends even into the womb. They found that children of mothers who were exposed in their third trimester to fine particles of air pollution from fossil fuels had a 60% higher risk of elevated blood pressure, and that has lifelong negative health impacts, according to lead author Dr. Noel Miller of Johns Hopkins University.
Children who have elevated blood pressure in childhood have a higher probability of having hypertension later in life and cardiovascular diseases.
Another type of pollution, plastic, has now been discovered in the deepest part of the ocean. A plastic bag was found in the Mariana Trench in the Pacific Ocean, some 7 miles beneath the surface. A new analysis documented nearly 3,500 pieces of plastic pollution and fishing gear on the deep sea floor. Some countries and cities have begun to ban single-use plastic products to address the growing scourge of plastic pollution in the ocean. But some good news, a federal appeals court has ordered a halt to construction on some portions of Dominion Energy's controversial Atlantic Coast Pipeline on the grounds that a permit granted by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is inadequate to protect 6 endangered species along its route. And finally, in Washington State, King County, home to the city of Seattle, has filed a climate liability lawsuit against 5 giant oil companies. The county is seeking damages to help pay for the costs of diesel dealing with accelerating climate change impacts like sea level rise, extreme weather events, and ocean acidification, which is harming Washington State's shellfish industry. It's the latest in a wave of lawsuits modeled after the tobacco industry litigation, alleging that the oil companies knew burning their products caused dangerous global warming, but misled the public and investors about it.
These companies are going to pay a price. The question is, will we pay it before they do? I think we already have. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to, please check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find us, follow us, and share us worldwide on the Facebooks and the Twitters at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.